Hosea 11. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. The more I called to them, so they went away from me. They sacrificed to the Baals and burned incense to engraved images. Yet I taught Ephraim to walk. I took them by his arms, but they didn't know that it was I who healed them. So God remembers how they were just a little toddler and he taught them to walk, but they turned against him. This is the tragedy that God feels about his people. And when he looks at you and me, we who have said yes to the covenant, to become part of the new Israel, to accept Jesus, to become part of his people, who have said yes to God, I think although we are very far from perfection, I think he must be pleased because he had such an awful experience with Israel. And, of course, this also looks back to how Hosea remembered the beginning of his relationship with Gomer, the prostitute. And the more he loved her, the more she went away from him. And this is typical of human experience, that the more you love somebody in a broken relationship, the more they hate you. Paul said this about the believers in Corinth, "The more I love you, the less you love me." Now, let that not be the case with us, because God is pouring out his love to us. Let us not be those who despise that love. I drew them with cords of a man, with ties of love, and I was to them like those who lift off the yoke on their necks, and I bent down to him and I fed him. Wow, this is God Almighty saying, I bent down to you to feed you. God Almighty bowing down to man. This is a wonderful picture. This is the humility of God. This is the love of God, the passion of God. They won't return to Egypt. But the Assyrian will be their king because they refuse to repent. Well, twice at least in Hosea already, God has said, I will return them to Egypt. But now God says, no, I won't. But instead, okay, they will go into Assyria. So you see how he so loved his people. It's not that he's unstable, saying one minute, you won't go to Egypt, then, yes, you will. It's that God's feelings were so contorted. He so loved them. And by rights, he should have just destroyed them, just like Hosea could have given Gomer the death penalty, got rid of her for what she did, but he didn't. So this doesn't mean that God is somehow unstable. It means that he is not a God with a stone face, a God with no emotion. He has these passionate feelings. The sword will fall on their cities and will destroy the bars of their gates and will put an end to their plans. Well, their plans would, of course, to serve idols. My people are determined to turn away from me. Though they call to the Most High, they will not exalt him. So he says, they're determined to turn away from me, but they keep praying to me. It just shows that you can go through the sort of external surface level stuff of religion, praying to God, going to meetings, singing hymns with wonderful words of devotion, and yet being determined to actually turn away from him. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart is turned within me. My compassion is aroused. Well, here's some of, I think, the most wonderful words in the Bible to me, talking about how God's heart is churning, how he feels he wants to destroy them, and then he feels, no, I can't because I love them. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. He says elsewhere he will. Now he says he won't. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of you, and I will not come in wrath. I am God and not man. I think that's what he's saying, that look, I have these contorted feelings, and only I, as the God of all grace, would have these. A man would just say, well, I shall destroy you. Just like, really, with Hosea and Gomer, any sort of normal man would have said, look, I've loved you so much, I've made myself poor for you, I've given you all that I have, and you just go off with these other men. That's the end of it. Sorry, we can't go on. But I am God and not man. You see here, really, the intensity of God's love. They will walk after Yahweh, who will roar like a lion, for he will roar, and the children will come trembling from the west. They will come trembling like a bird out of Egypt, and like a dove out of the land of Assyria, and I will settle them in their houses, says Yahweh. Well, again, this is God's fantasy, that I will punish them, but they will come back to me. Well, they didn't come to him in their hearts. Then straight on, he goes on, Ephraim surrounds me with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. Despite all that intense, passionate love for them, they lied to him, just as Gomer lied to Hosea about what she spent his money on, about what she did last night, about where she's going this evening. Judah still remains with God and is faithful to the Holy One. And yet, you read also that Judah were actually worse than the 10 tribes in their unfaithfulness. So again, you see God caught up on the cusp of emotion because, quite simply, he has such a passionate love for his people.